So, Alan, do you fill out one of those sheets every single day?
Every single day.
Okay, and then where does that sheet go? Does it go in a binder?
No, it stays on my desk every day. The old one gets put away,
okay,
and the new one stays right there on my desk. So I see all the deals we have going on, and I know through our team meeting where we are on all those deals.
Okay, good.
And then I have another RP2 that does all my marketing and stuff. We talk about where we are with that. And then we end the meeting with, does anybody have any questions? Can I help with anything? 15 minutes, and we're out, guys. And then you are 100% organized to take on the day because you have a team behind you that will be taking 90% of this stuff off your plate. You have to know what makes you money. Kendra did this exercise, and I love this exercise of finding out how much per hour you're worth. If you're paying somebody $10, $12 an hour to do paperwork, do you at $205 an hour need to be in a file?
Never.
Right. So next time you catch yourself in a file, you need to remember $205. For every minute that you're there, that's $205 you just wasted, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So what we'll do is, who here time blocks already? Okay. Did everybody know generally what it is? Okay. So what we do is I tell my team when we're going through our three rocks to have 15 appointments set before Friday is up for the next week. This was the biggest aha I had a year and a half ago. I asked Josh Sigmund, one of the biggest lenders in the Corps. I said, Josh, time management is killing me. I feel like when I get to the office on Monday, I'm already behind. He said, what are you doing the week before? I said, well, I'm working. He said, you need to not leave on Friday until you have 15 appointments already set for the next week. Work ahead. I can't tell you how that revolutionized my business. Because what I did is I went into my calendar, and every single week I could show you a blank calendar, and I have 15 face-to-faces already preset in my calendar. And my assistant knows her job is to have all 15 of those filled before Friday or we don't go home. And usually by Wednesday, it's full. So once you get to Monday, you don't have to worry about a greatness tracker. You've already got 15 scheduled. You're good to go. Now, you're going to have some people move out, but you're going to have a lot more come in. So you're not already behind on Monday just trying to scramble. And so these clients that we talk about that may not work on our rules, there's going to be some of those, right, that are going to call you and say, I want to see this house in 1 hour. And if you could do it, you're going to do it, right? But if you don't have preset meetings to where you know every minute of every day where you're going to be, those people will consume you, utterly consume you. So time blocking is huge. And time blocking for me has been the biggest in my power hour. Rita challenged me to give my assistant my cell phone during my power hour. Take messages. She takes messages the whole day. But when I'm on my power hour, I'm supposed to be doing nothing but making outbound sales phone calls, right? Every time we hear that buzz, we hear that ring, we hear that bloop bloop, you got a new email. What do we want to do? See what it is. Oh, is that the Grazer file? Maybe it's Mr. Grazer. Maybe he got back to us. If you spend one solid hour every single day doing nothing but outbound phone calls, think of what you could do. Trust me, guys, I'm new to this. I'm literally a month into this, and it is amazing. I usually have about 3 voice messages when I get done. My assistant has notes, just call so-and-so, call so-and-so, and call so-and-so. Those 3 messages honestly would have probably taken me away from about 20 to 25 minutes of calling. So I just wasted almost half of my power hour just looking at my phone, right?
How's that affect your production when you
I usually get my calls done, my 60 calls are done by Thursday at the latest.
How many of you would like to have all 60 calls made by Thursday instead of scrambling on Saturday afternoon to get them done before you send us your greatness tracker, right?
How many people here are having trouble making their calls? Okay. Most people tell us it's just because you run out of time. How many hours a day do you spend in the car? Just thoughts and numbers.
3.
A couple hours, 3 hours? Of those 3 hours, you think you could spend 30, 45 minutes just hammering away on a few calls? Do you have all your calls printed for you in the morning when you get to the office? Okay, I do too. That's what I do. So you know every day when you pull up Top Producer, you can pull up this thing that says category buyer, and you know those are the 20 buyers or whomever you need a call. Exactly. You know those calls don't take 45 minutes. They're a 5-minute call. As long as you know from your team meeting what's going on with their file, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, how are you doing? Good to see you. Yeah, okay, so we got the inspections ordered. Everything's good to go for next week. Call me if you need anything. By the way, who else do you know that's looking to buy? It's a 2-minute call. You can do it from the car. Utilize the car. With the technology of Bluetooth and everything, you don't have to be picking up the phone and hammering. You can punch a button, call Joe Smith, It calls Mr. Smith, and you can talk to him for 2 minutes, and there's one of your calls right there. About a month ago, I had to let go of an assistant of mine for 5 years. And one of the biggest issues was when I would come into the office, there was so much that was not getting taken care of that she had all the authority and ability to take care of. So when I would go into the office with the intent of spending an hour on phone calls, I would literally send there for 45 minutes taking care of problems that should have already been dealt with, right? So what I did, what I had to do was I realized how important that hour was, that power hour was to me. If I had an hour and a half in between appointments, I would literally drive to the next appointment, sit in my car for an hour and 15 minutes before the next appointment. Nobody bothered me. I knocked my calls out every single day. So if you have that problem, if you have distractions at the office, people talked about some staff and stuff like that. If you've got those distractions, utilize what you've got. Utilize the car. There's no reason for you to go back to the office. If you've got top producer or something where you can pull up all your calls on your phone and do it right there from your car, why not utilize it? It's an amazing way. So then when you get to the office, you're not worried about doing your calls, and you can take care of small problems. Make sense? Cool.